Welcome to Talking Toonies, where average people talk about average money concepts with the hopes of creating a not-so-average financial future for you, the listener. Let's get started.
Welcome to episode one. I'm Nick Onischuk, and with me is our co-host, Bryce Ketchison. Hi, Bryce.
Hi, Nick.
What is the lesson for today's Talking Toonies podcast?
So the lesson for today's podcast is, where should people start in regards to their personal finances and managing money?
Yeah, this can be really, really overwhelming, can it?
Yeah, no, it's a lot to sift through. It's a big, endless, dense topic. You know, there's an ocean of resources out there. You've got books, podcasts, tutorials, you name it. It's a really heavy topic. But, you know, one thing I want the listener to take from this is, it doesn't have to be, you know, this big intimidating beast of a topic. The important thing to remember is just take baby steps. All you need to do is gradually improve.
I agree. And that's with anything in life, right? It is the one foot in front of the other, baby steps. I love it. Where do you think people should start? And really, is this the place that you started to kind of figure out your money, Bryce?
So I started with tracking my money, and I think that's a really good spot for people to start, because if you don't have the awareness of your own financial picture, it's really challenging for you to be able to understand A, where your weaknesses are, but B, where you can improve. Like I know for myself, I had no idea when I started and paying attention to my money and where my money was going and everything like that, not a clue. So I pulled out the scribbler, I pulled out the notebook, and I took every single receipt that I spent in a day, and I wrote down every single purchase. And it sounds tedious. However, by the end of that, you start to question things after you track. But the nice thing about tracking is you build your own awareness of your own financial picture. You don't have somebody else coming in and telling you, hey, you know, you need to spend less money here. No, you get to look at the data. You get to decide, hey, I can slim down this area. I can move this to that. I can spend less here. It's your own opportunity to become an engaged member of your finances.
I totally agree. It's you getting the data on where your money is going. And that incomes can come and go. They can be different every month. But when you're tracking your expenses, you're starting to figure out where your money goes in regards to categories. I sometimes like to use the whole, you have a bucket of money. That's the money you've made, you've earned in the weeks and the months. But what's coming out of that bucket? We can spill money out of that bucket on things that are necessary, right? Rent, mortgage, car payment, blah, 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 blah. However, there are some small holes in our bucket that leak money. How do we know? How do we know? Well, we track. And as you said, it sounds tedious, but really it's the first step in figuring out your money is figuring out where the heck it goes every day, every week, every month. So I think that's a great starting place, Bryce.
Yeah, Nick, I really like your bucket example, because, you know, like a good takeaway for a listener right now, it's not about how much money you make necessarily, it's about how much you get to keep.
Yes, it is not how much you make, it is definitely how much you keep. And Bryce, you're not a financial expert in the regards to, you don't work in finance, do you?
I do not work in finance. I am not a financial expert. I am 100% self-taught in this area. I am a middle school teacher. But no, I'm in no way trained in finance in any official licensed way.
And that's important for the listener, right? As a co-host, myself either, we are not trained financial experts. However, being in the education field, and really maybe a hobby of ours is this, and attempting to pass on some messaging and help maybe one person out there kind of master their finances maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, you know, just for the listener, what might have worked for us isn't going to necessarily work for everybody. So it's up to you to make that decision.
Really good call. And, you know, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I'm thinking about kind of where I started and what I'm thinking a listener should start is, I think you're right. Tracking the money is super important. On top of tracking your money, I would say engaging in educating yourself a little bit better. I was lucky when I was about 14, I was given a book called The Wealthy Barber. I don't know if you've read that book or anything, Bryce. I would assume you probably have.
I have, yes, I have.
Yeah. Excellent by David Shilton. You know, overall concept of the book is it's kind of set as a novel, which is interesting. And the barber gives financial advice to certain people coming in for haircuts. This barber does not make a huge wage, but passes on very important messages of money management. I enjoyed that concept. And to be honest, it was probably the only book I ever finished in that age category, 13, 14 years old. So I was in, I was hooked. So I do encourage people to take a read of a book like The Wealthy Barber or grab a podcast, even this podcast, Talking Toonies. You tune into us. It's going to be a great place to start your educational kind of journey. Spend a few minutes each month. Will increase your knowledge. But finally, I like this sort of setting a goal as well. A lot of people say that when you want to eat better or exercise to set a goal. But I think with money, that's super important too. I see a short-term goal with money means within a year to me. What do you want done in a year? That could be as simple as I want to track my finances. I want to pay my debts down by $1,000. I don't know. Then I see a medium-term goal. That's about 5 years. In 5 years' time, maybe you have a large purchase that's coming up. Open up a certain account that you want to save in. And then a long-term goal. Where do you see yourself in 20 years financially? And for me, that was kind of it. I remember saving my first $1,000, and then I was kind of hooked in a way. I thought, I can save $10,000, and kind of going forward with that. Oh, I can open up a tax-free savings account. I can buy a house, all those sort of things. So definitely tracking. Number two, educate yourself. And I think Talking Toonies is the place to be for that. And number three, writing down a short-term goal, a medium-term goal, and a long-term goal.
Absolutely. Now, Nick, you are not a financial advisor either, correct?
Nope. No letters behind my name. Anything like that. I've been into it kind of since that book when I was 14, then when I started making some, you know, my own money, 17, 18. And I've kind of been reading things, I would say almost every night into something. I'm 38 years old. So that's about 20 years of kind of educating myself. But no, not a financial expert. Those people bring great knowledge. But we here at Talking Toonies, I think we're sharing kind of real life experiences and steps me and you have kind of taken or wish we would have taken a while ago.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I guess kind of like yourself in education, I'm in the school counseling field. So I think that kind of helps me as well when we might talk to people and just looking at things, like you said, small steps. If you're improving anything in life, small steps, don't be hard on yourself. And you know, if you did better than you did before, then you're great. You've got the key to success here. One step at a time.
Definitely. One step at a time. And that adds up over time.
Absolutely. So Bryce, for the listener, assignment time, if you will. So the listener wants to start tracking their money. Bryce, what's their assignment? What do they do?
Okay. So you can go two ways with this. You can either go new school or old school. Old school is what I did. I got a nice notebook, a nice coil ring notebook, got a pen, you know, and then I gathered every single receipt that I acquired over the course of a day. Originally, I just started out with one day of tracking, then it became 2 days, and then a week, and then a month, and a year, and so forth. So you take that notebook, you get your receipts, you write down in the notebook, hey, I bought blank for $25 from this business, or maybe I bought this and this, and the total was $30, and each item cost this and that, and you can create an itemized list for your notebook, or in your notebook, I should say, of everything that you bought and how much it was. And then at the end of your day, the end of your 2 days, week, month, year, whatever it is, you can go back and look at your data and information and you can determine, hey, okay, you know what? I'm spending a lot of money on food right now. Or you might be, hey, I'm spending, maybe you have a video game hobby. Maybe I'm spending a lot of money on video games. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be an area that you could trim down and then start to identify where you have some money that you can redirect to other areas. But that kind of ties into something else that we can talk about at another time. So that's one option you can do. The other one, online banking has grown so much since I went through that process. You could easily hop online and take a look at your expenses tab under your account section and figure out what you've spent. When you get into, the only drawback of that is when you do get into some of those bigger purchases, like maybe you went to like a Best Buy or something, you bought a couple of items. I don't think they give you the opportunity to see item A, B, and C. I think they just give you the grand total. So that would be something you have to still sift out the receipts.
Right.
It's nice that you can do it online because you can just open up your online banking, fire open a, you know, some sort of word processing document, a spreadsheet, whatever it is. And then you have a nice digital setting.
And it's so true because we're so cashless. We were before COVID. We certainly are now. Mm-hmm. However, you're right. If you're just checking it at the end of the month, that's great. But it's almost putting into those categories, right? How much did you spend on groceries? What was your all your gasoline bill for your car? What is your takeout? And then you're right. That's the first step to then get to an area where you're saying, oh, I can kind of, you know, budget a little bit. I know after a few months of tracking, because, you know, we all spend different money on different months. There's birthday parties, there's sporting things that you pay for your children, yada, yada, yada. However, in generals, you can go, okay, I know that this is what I'm going to spend roughly on this. And that is super, super important. And that's the first cornerstone to knowing where your money goes. I completely agree. And really, when I kind of mentioned setting a goal, like I said, a short-term goal, medium-term goal, a long-term goal, but write it down. And what I've done is on my cell phone, I went to my notes. I opened up something. I named it My Money. And that's where I write down my short-term goal, my medium-term goal, and my long-term goal. But that's where I actually did my tracking, Bryce. That's where I kind of went in. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. Then I can get a sense of what I do there. So I kind of meet it in the middle, right? Yep. I can see my credit card. I can see my Interact, things like that. I can grab those kind of expenses. And I know my big expenses because they'll automatically come out, right? Any sort of large bill, mortgage, all those things. Okay. You can add up those. Now I'm tracking all my other expenses. I can form a number at the end of the month of how much money leaves, what leaves my bucket, right? And we'll talk more in future episodes about budgeting and even about what we do before we even pay our bills and whatnot. How do we start putting that money into savings and whatnot, paying yourself first, as we like to say. So there's lots that build, but I think that that's what this podcast is about, is taking small steps. Hey, track, try it out. As you said, for a day, a week, see what's going on. Join us on the next episode where we talk about budgeting and so forth. And if you stick with us, you kind of get a sense of how each step leads to another step of really figuring out your money. I want to thank you for chatting today, Bryce. I hope the listeners out there enjoyed our first episode. On the next episode of Talking Toonies, we dive into budgeting. To budget or not to budget? That is the question.
Do not confuse the information discussed on this podcast with financial advice from a professional. We here at Talking Toonies are teachers and are not playing the role of financial advisors. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. What works for us may not work for all.
Thank you for listening. If there's a topic you'd like covered or a question you'd like answered, please reach us at talkingtoonies@gmail.com.